Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third aliyah of Parshat Vayishlach, we have eight psukim. In this aliyah, we are told that because of the wrestling match between Yaakov and Esau, and Yaakov and the angel, in the last aliyah, where the angel knocked the Gira Nasha, the sciatic nerve of Yaakov, because of that, we don't eat the Gira Nasha in animals. In this aliyah, Yaakov and Esau actually see each other. They approach each other respectfully, and they run towards each other, embrace each other, and they both cry. The Gemara in Maseches Psachim Daf Zayin Amud Bet tells us that every single mitzvah must be preceded by a bracha, a birkas hamitzvah. Kol hamitzvos mevarech aleihen over la'asiyasan. First you make a bracha, then you perform the mitzvah. And this expression, over la'asiyasan, before the mitzvah is performed, the word over is very hard to understand. And the Gemara itself brings three different psukim in Tanakh where the word over means before. I do a bracha, over la'asiyatan. I say a bracha before I do the mitzvah. Three psukim in that Gemara. One of those psukim is from our aliyah. At the end of our aliyah, after Yaakov has sent all of his family along to go greet Yaakov, to go greet Esav, the Torah says in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Vehu over lifnehem. Yaakov went ahead of the rest of our family. Over. Our pasuk uses the word over to mean before, and that's what the Gemara said. A bracha must be said over. Over lasiatan, before the mitzvah is performed. That pasuk is from our aliyah, but the Gemara has two more examples of the word over, where it means before. First is from Sefer Shmuel Bet, Perek Yudchet, pasuk Chaf Gimel. Achimaatz ran quickly to tell David HaMelech about the defeat of Avshalom. And the Navi says, Vayaratz Achimaatz derech hakikar, Vayaavor et Akushi. Again, Vayaavor. Achimaatz ran quickly and passed before the Kushi to tell David the news that Avshalom had lost in the rebellion. Again, the word over to mean before. And lastly, from Sefer Micha, the Gemara quotes from Sefer Micha, Perek Bet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Navi describes Bnei Yisrael being gathered from Galus, and the Navi says that their King Mashiach will lead them back, and Hashem will go ahead of them. Vayavor Malkam Lifnehem Vashem Berosham. Again, we have the word over, which means before. We have three psukim, each of those to teach us that the word over means before, and birchos hamitzvah, a bracha must be said before you perform a mitzvah. And the question is why? Why do I need three psukim? Why does the Gemara need three psukim to teach me the same thing, that brachos must be said over la'asiyasan? Why not just one pasuk? Perhaps one can suggest that each of these psukim refers to a different aspect of birchos hamitzvah that are recited before a mitzvah is performed. First, we have Achimaatz, running before anyone else to tell David the news. Achimaatz had to be first. He had to set the tone to tell David the news in exactly the right way that Avshalom had lost in the rebellion. And that's the first aspect of birchos hamitzvah recited before a mitzvah is performed. First we have a bracha before we perform a mitzvah. The bracha comes first. It sets the tone. It has to come first so that we can remind ourselves that what we are doing is a mitzvah. I'm not just eating flat bread, for example, because I'm hungry. Rather, I am eating matzah for the mitzvah. It's easy to perform a mitzvah by rote, so a bracha shakes me out of my routine and reminds me what I'm doing. I have to say the bracha first to set the right tone. Excuse me. Secondly, we have Yaakov going before his family when they met Esav. And those words, Rashi says, based on the Medrash, that Yaakov went first, as if to say, if that Russia comes to fight, let him fight me first. You have to go through me before you can get to my family. And this is the second element that a Birkas HaMitzvah does. Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1993, says in a number of places that a Birkas HaMitzvah is a form of a matir. It allows us to do the mitzvah, similar to a bracha before we eat, allows us to consume the food. Sure, we have to perform the mitzvah, but we have to realize that we are privileged to do that mitzvah. You can't just nonchalantly pick up the matzah and say, let's do this. No, you have to ask permission. And the Birkas HaMitzvah says, go through me first. Go through Hashem first. It allows us to do the mitzvah, and it helps us remember that we cannot take the mitzvah for granted. Parenthetically, if you'd like to hear more about the second aspect, about what Rabbi Soloveitchik says, please WhatsApp me privately. And the third aspect of a Birkas HaMitzvah comes from Sefer Micha, with Hashem being at the head of the procession. When we say a bracha, we are reminded above everything that this mitzvah is intended to put Hashem at the head. I'm eating this matzah or whatever mitzvah I'm performing according to all the details and halachos, but I cannot lose sight of the forest because of the trees. I am performing this mitzvah to get closer to God, to be mekadesh shem shamayim, to bring, as the pasuk says, to bring Hashem to the front of everything I do. Have an amazing day, everyone.